you're fighting two waves there. One with the old mindset of wanting to meet physically, and you have the new millennials who don't mind just continuing with the digital adoption.
Welcome to Event Profs Cast, a podcast built for you by Hubelo Technologies. And now, here's your host, Rachel Moore.
Howdy, partners. Okay, yes, I know that came off as very Western, or as we refer to it in the United States, Southern, which I have street cred for since I lived in Georgia growing up. But that is the right greeting for this episode of the Event Profs Cast. I am your host, Rachel Moore, and as we're about to dive into this week's discussion with our special guest, I'll ask you right now to think of someone in your life, be it business or personal, who you consider to be a partner. Got him in your mind? The reason I'm asking is because for this episode, we are talking to Dato Lo, the CEO of VCube Malaysia, now in partnership with Hubelo to bring excellent event tech to events in the APAC region of the globe. If that's a new region of the world to you as far as events go, sit tight, because Dato Lo will share some insights that you probably never realized about events in Malaysia and surrounding countries. Let's saddle up for this discussion starting now. Thank you, everyone, for joining today's show. I am really pleased. I'm always pleased with our guests. I mean, when am I not, right? But I am pleased to introduce to you today's guest. This is kind of an indicator of the perpetual growth of companies, not just Hubelo, but other companies in the event space, all right? And so obviously companies have leaders, and whenever we can talk to those leaders, it's fantastic. And today I am bringing you the CEO of VCube Malaysia, and I am really excited about that because there's a lot going on around the globe regarding events, right? And we want to make sure we understand all of it. We want to make sure we have all the spectrum and know all the things. And I will tell you, even learning about this company, I learned some things, acronyms and definitions that I was not privy to already, which I'm sure that's just the tip of the iceberg for me and for you. But today's guest is Dato Lo from VCube Malaysia. Dato, thank you so much for joining us on today's show.
Thank you for having me, Rachel.
Of course. Now, I gave you some warning before we got online that I always like to ask our guests a couple of questions that just give us a little insight about you, because, I mean, obviously we're going to dive into some topics and learn a lot more about what you think and you know, what VCube Malaysia is about and everything like that. But at the base level, we're all human, and I'm pretty sure we're all working at desks or workspaces, and I think all of us have a calendar. So one thing I wanted to ask you, and I will share my own thing after you share yours, but I wanted to ask you, is there something on your calendar, on your schedule or on your desk or workspace that says something about you, that tells us a little bit about you?
Well, we are in a period where we are celebrating Chinese New Year. So my schedule is kind of full with lots of food and family gatherings. You know, it's just like Thanksgiving. So in the last, there will be another 5 more days to go to Chinese New Year. We celebrate it over 14 days. So we've been putting a lot of weight, and I need to go to the gym. So my schedule is pretty full with eating and, a bit of drinking and family gatherings. That's right.
I think literally everyone can relate to everything you just said. I'm in the United States, and obviously I think it's been a little over a month since our New Year. And yes to that gym. Yes,
that's right.
Working out.
That's right.
And I'll share mine. So this is actually a recent acquisition. So I am a hockey fan. So for those of you,
might know, ice hockey.
Yeah. Ice hockey, exactly. Nice. And so I live in a state named Colorado in the United States, and our team is actually doing exceptionally well. They're called the Colorado Avalanche. Avalanche, right? Because that happens to be a natural disaster here in the mountains. So, but my team member, she knows I like hockey. She sent me, it's a hockey puck, but it's a phone holder.
All right.
So, I can put it on my desk, and it just holds my phone up. So I just thought that was the cutest thing. And again, an acknowledgement of something.
What's the name of the team again? Sorry, Colorado Avalanche.
Avalanche, yeah.
Right. And is this a women's hockey team or is it a men's hockey team?
No, it's men's. I wish there would be more women in hockey, but it is pretty much a male-dominated sport. But they're great. They're doing really well. And I go to games. I have all the jerseys. And so it's a pleasure of mine. And so I love that now I've got it represented on my desk. So that's
fun. Good for you.
Thank
you. That's nice to know.
That's right. Well, thank you. Yeah, now we know. And now I know too about, I've learned a little bit about more Chinese New Year. We actually did just, we posted on our social, I think, at Hublot celebrating that. And I'm more, like I said, I love the global aspect of everything where we can learn about different things going around the globe. Now, speaking of which, things going around the globe, I'd love to learn a little bit more about you and also your role at V-Cube Malaysia. Could you give us just a little bit intro of yourself, you know, how long you've been there, and also a little bit about the company V-Cube Malaysia and what you're all about?
Well, V-Cube Malaysia is an associate company of V-Cube Incorporated. V-Cube Incorporated is listed on the Tokyo Stock Exchange. Our main product offering is in the secure meetings. We are a partner of Zoom in Asia. We have our own dedicated secure seminars, and we have our own event platform as well, called EventLink. And even in the United States, we have a subsidiary in the United States and a product called Zybit, but that's more on the live webcasting. So we are in the virtual meeting, e-voting space. And increasingly, we are seeing across clients who are asking for solutions, viable solutions in the virtual hybrid conference space, which is why we have been talking to Hublot.
Nice. And I understand V-Cube Malaysia, actually, I think this might be about V-Cube Incorporated, been around since about 2009, is that correct?
Yes, V-Cube Malaysia has been around since 2009. I came in just in time in 2017. I'm actually the major shareholder of V-Cube Malaysia, and V-Cube Malaysia is an associate company of V-Cube Inc. in Japan. And I've been blessed enough to come in at the right time, in a way that I was able to get into a sweet spot just before the pandemic hit. And we were really in the sweet spot in the last 2 to 3 years. But obviously, things are changing. The kinetics have changed. And we need to also evolve with that as well. Mm.
You bring up such a great point. I think many of us, Hublot can definitely relate to this, right? Because we have a very similar story where you were kind of in the right place. And it's all, is it the right time or the wrong time, right? Because it's like this time came where all this pandemic and lockdowns happened. And so being there and being available to say, be a resource during that time. It's funny because we can all be patting ourselves on the back to be like, oh my gosh, we were right there and we were ready when the time needed us. But you're right. Even just a mere 2 years later, I mean, it's not even a full 2 years. Well, in some regions it is. It's about 2 years now since those first lockdowns started happening. And now we're, like you said, we're in on the cusp of more change and having to pivot. That's got to be, and especially, I always find it's interesting for leaders of companies. And, you know, having a personal stake in it, too. But how is that for you managing that? OK, I know we need to kind of pivot and change as we need to. I imagine that's stressful, but also exciting.
Yes, I mean, it is stressful, but it's good stress. I always adopt a helicopter view, strategic view as to how we move forward. And that's one of the reasons why I've approached Hublot. It's not that because our own offerings are inadequate. EventIn, which is in the virtual conference space, is predominantly a Japanese product. And Zybit is predominantly an American product. So when I came across Hublot, I said, wow, you know, that's something that I really want to have internally. But we are unable to develop it ourselves. It takes way, way too long. And we don't have that kind of, timeline. That's required to develop such an amazing product. And I came across Hublot. I said, that's something that I really want to get into partnership with. And thank God, I really thank you so much to Hublot that we're able to partner in Malaysia.
Early in 2022, like think quarter one, Hublot did a thing. We put on a massive, global, truly hybrid event. And as this week's guest so aptly shares, great experiences are so much easier when you're working with great partners. I invite you to check out what a hybrid event can be by visiting, or revisiting if you were there live and want to go back to relive stuff, our Mixed 2022 event, now available on demand at hublot.com/mix22. We could never have done it alone. And you'll witness the power of partnership in the amazing content, speakers, networking, engagement, and overall experience that was and is Mix. Again, check it out on demand now at Hubelo.com/Mix22. We're excited. I, you know, and we're recording this before the announcement is made even, but I mean, we're all moving toward that moment. But you're right. It's so indicative too of how we are able to partner together, especially when you do. I mean, and things are happening so fast. I know people need, they are changing. I feel like every day is changing. Whether can you travel in person to an event? Can you not? We need to do this event. Ooh, we need to do it quickly. You know, and of also planning long term, but making sure you've got that tool that that client needs is crucial. And then, so yes, when you can do a partnership and a collaboration with another entity out there, and say let's have a meeting of the minds here, and let's succeed together. I think that just says a lot about the events industry, and also the leadership behind it to really have the initiative to say, let's partner. I don't want to do this on our own, because that's the best way forward is together.
Yeah, I think also because not just because of the technology side, but I think in the meeting of minds, you know, the human spirit, the communication that we have between your leadership and me for the last 2-3 weeks, I find that is very refreshing. And I find that is something that we need to move forward together. Obviously, there will be a lot of challenges. Things keep changing. For example, in Malaysia, from the 1st of March onwards, international travelers will be allowed into Malaysia without quarantine. And that's going to open up a new ballgame in the area of the MICE, the MICE field, whereby everybody in that area now is really gearing up to get people to come in, sponsors to come in to the conference space. And here we are, you know, we need to gear up and fight that, because you want to be in there and provide solutions, engagement in there. I believe Hubelo has got the right product to do that.
Thank you. Yeah, you know, and you brought something up that I think segues nicely. I was talking at the top of this about, I've learned just some stuff about the events industry, even just getting ready to talk to you and learning more about the partnership that we're, you know, Hubelo will have with VCube Malaysia. So understanding more too. So VCube Malaysia, I know you work with virtual AGM. Now, I had to look this up. I'll just be honest. I'm not afraid to say that I don't know every acronym out there. Define for us, what is AGM? Stand for?
Annual General Meetings.
Very good. And I'm going to give one of other, I'm pretty sure all of our audience gets it too, but MICE, M-I-C-E, stands for Meetings, Incentives, Conferences, and Exhibitions.
That's right.
It's a lot easier to say MICE than all of that.
Yeah, on the dot. Yeah, that's right.
You know, when we were scheduling this discussion too, I always like to ask our guests, you know, what are some things we want to talk about when we sit down together, right, across the screen from each other? You had so many good topics too, because I have a feeling a lot of this relates to what you're seeing as client needs in the meeting space and event space. A couple things you had mentioned was like medical tourism, oil and gas. I have to admit, and I'm doing a lot of confessing on this interview, which is kind of silly, but it always surprises me. I always learn about all these different verticals that rely on meetings. They obviously rely on these gatherings. Is that what you're seeing? You know, talking about medical tourism and oil and gas, are those a couple of those verticals that you're seeing a lot of need from clients in the event space, especially from your company standpoint or in the events industry generally?
Yeah, generally, when we talk about the event industry in Malaysia, currently it's valued about 800 odd million per year, meaning about 200 odd million US dollars. And, you know, there's about 80 odd, it's not really that big, but it's growing at about 20-30% per year. And there's about 80 odd business events in the year, in the pipeline. And the footfall is about 100,000 visitors coming to Malaysia. So it is a growth industry. So if you were to look at that in general and you to segmentize that, then you have two very clear segments that are seeing a lot of strong growth. And that is in medical tourism. And the other one is oil and gas. And that's the two areas I've spoken to the leadership in Hubilo that we really want to curate solutions to engage with the exhibitors, with the sponsors there so that we can hit the ground running. And you know, this stuff, they've got a schedule out already, and we need to be able to approach them really quickly with the solutions, and to be able to provide perhaps a hybrid solution now that everyone's, I have to be honest that the humans are, we are very personalized people. You know, we like to meet people. But at the same time, the millennials, they're so used to the digital adoption. So you have, you're fighting two waves there. One with the old mindset of wanting to meet physically, and you have the new millennials who don't mind just continuing with the digital adoption. So we need to be in that space to provide both solutions to both parties, in live in person as well as on the hybrid scale.
Absolutely correct. And do you bring up, you're bringing up all kinds of great points. I know I'm saying it over and over, but you really are, because paying attention to the different audiences out there, and you know, it's easy to think, oh well, only certain maybe demographics of people go to events. Virtual has really opened so many doors. Where yes, you talk about Malaysia opening up for travel. I'd love to go to Malaysia. Let's arrange that. And so,
it's come.
Right. And you need to come to.
Food. You must love food, though. You must love spicy food.
Oh, I'll need to bring my husband then, because I can't do spicy, but I will. I love watching him have spicy food, and it's just like, you have it for me. I will. And then we'll have to have you come to the United States and let you see the mountains with near which I live. But yeah, virtual. And then, of course, opening those travel doors again. But, you know, keeping in mind again that not everybody's going to travel for a myriad of reasons. Right. And people may still want to be at these events, and not just from a necessity standpoint of like, I need to attend virtually because I cannot be there physically for my own reasons or other reasons, or I prefer to be there virtually because maybe that's what I'm inclined to with how I ingest content on the internet and things like that. So you're hovering on that, where I think you've really got that forward thinking that the events industry has had to have and had to adopt. And anyone who's not adopting this is going to be behind, because you have to design these events so that people can design their own experience of it. It's really important.
You hit it right on the spot. I mean, the key word is experience, right? Engagement and experience.
I hope as you listen to this first part of our discussion with Dato Lo that you are not only thinking of your current partners, people and organizations who help you get stuff done with success, but also possibly of new partners that may be in your future. We're all in this together, right? Event profs and partnerships can make dreams a reality for our event planning. Speaking of reality, here's a check for you. Event Profs Cast is available everywhere you get your podcasts. Another reality? Reviews are super important for letting your peers know this is good stuff. Drop us a review on your favorite app. You can find Hubilo online at hubilo.com, on social at Hubilo, on Twitter at Hubilo Connect, and everywhere by using our hashtag Hubilove. That's Hubilo VE. It's time to ride off into the sunset for now, but don't miss part two of this discussion about partnerships right here on Event Profs Cast by Hubilo.
Event Profs Cast is brought to you by Hubilo Technologies. Thank you for listening. You can visit us online at www.hubilo.com.